Morning Watch. Living in the reality of God's eternal economy for its fulfillment by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 1, Saturday. Related verses, Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Romans 1:9, for God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit, in the gospel of his Son, how unceasingly I make mention of you always in my prayers. Romans 2:28-29, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not in letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Romans 8:4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Romans 12:11, do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Related reading. Do not let your mind be a wild horse. The mind is a great part of the soul, and the soul is in between our outward flesh and our inward spirit. After fanning our spirit into flame, we must learn to set our mind on the spirit. Our mind is very talkative. If we do not control our mind, we can wander in our imagination all over the globe within a short time. This is why we must direct our mind to the Spirit. When we do this, we will sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, or speak forth the Lord. Before other people, a husband and a wife will be restricted in what they say. But when they are together, they may feel free to gossip about others or speak negatively about the church. At that time, they are in death, because they are setting their mind on the flesh. But we have to learn to fan our spirit into flame and to control our mind. Do not let the mind be set on the flesh, but direct it to be set on the spirit. This habit has to be built up in us. To set our mind on the flesh is death. To set our mind on the spirit is life and peace. In Hebrews 4:12, the word discern is used. Quite often, our thoughts are deceiving. But if we exercise our spirit, there is a discernment that our thoughts are evil, because behind our thoughts, there is an evil intention. To discern the thoughts and intents of the heart equals the dividing of the soul from the spirit. The enemy's strategy is always to mix our spirit up with our soul. In today's world, nearly everyone is a mixed situation. Whenever such mixing is there, the spirit loses and the soul wins. Before a brother begins to talk to his wife about another brother, he has to consider, is this of my spirit or of my soul? Is it of his soul? What he says will be either gossip or criticism. If it is of his spirit, what he says will be something led by the Lord. This shows that we have to discern our spirit from our soul. Actually, our person, our being, is quite complicated. We are not so simple because we have three parts. We have the flesh, which is bad, the spirit, which is good, and the soul, which is in between. We should always follow our spirit and walk in all things according to our spirit. This is according to Romans 8:4. We should always be on the alert to discern anything that is not of the spirit, but of the soul. Our God-given spirit is our capital and our capacity. We have to use our spirit to empty our spirit and to exercise our spirit by fanning it into flame, by setting our mind on it, and by discerning it from our soul. Of course, it is easy to know what is of the flesh and what is of the spirit, but quite often it is a very mixed up situation between what is of the soul and what is of the spirit. This is why we have to discern. Our Christian walk is a very fine walk. If we are going to walk according to our spirit, we must learn not to do things too fast or to say things too quickly. It is safe to wait a while. I have had this experience in writing answers to letters. Sometimes I will write a letter and then keep it for another day before I mail it. The next day, a new thought might come to me to include in that letter, or I may realize that I said something wrong. To wait in this way helps us to walk according to our spirit. Within us, there is a battle between the spirit and the flesh, and even more between the spirit and the soul. If something is not of the spirit, we do not want to say it or do it. This is to use to exercise our spirit.